The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's record the podcast.
Let's record today. A podcast. Can you listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to, you can get yourself out and come see one of our live shows.
Which we're having a hoot.
They're
doing.
So fun. It's at imomsohard.com. See where we're going to be, when we're going to be there, and come to a city near you.
Yeah, and just so you understand, it's not a stripping show. It's a stand-up comedy show.
You don't know what's going to happen in one of those shows.
Sometimes my pants get tight.
I start with my pants first. Yeah.
That's the kind of stripper I would be. I would be like, let me take off my pants weird.
I need this area to breathe. I think we have come to the conclusion that our sweet new outfits that we're wearing in the show, I won't tell you what they look like because you got to come see and be surprised.
They are fun.
I think they're giving us
yeast infections.
So
we can't say for sure. We won't tell you the brand, but I'm certain it's a cotton polyester blend.
It's something that will go straight up into flames.
Yeah. The fact that Jen and I high-five this yeast infection back and forth is a comment on our friendship and our vaginal weakness.
Can we get science to explain what's happening here? And Kristen's a really fast dancer, so I worry she's just going to get some kind of friction burn on her.
I can promise you I would do that for the sake of the show because I feel like people need to see me dance. And then they'll be like, this is why you get yeast infection.
Yeah.
So if you're listening because you feel sexy, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
That's why we're here. Yeah, it's just to sex it right up.
We're talking about going home, right? We're talking
about. Yeah. Well, we were just talking about before we realized that we were having a conversation is that Kristen's son texted my son.
Ugh.
It had to have been on the way out the door because
that
I
doesn't
was like,
make sense.
The
though
iPad
he,
down.
You know, that's
maybe
the thing.
He got hacked. It basically he sent a spam email that's
him
like
and my mom.
Yeah, you know how your aunt does that.
Send this. To
let's
10
see
friends.
If anybody will like this legless dog post.
Yeah. If you like this dog post and you want it to live, send it to 10 of your friends.
Yes, it was one of those.
Greenie, stop sending me this garbage. Because part of me is superstitious. And so then it was like, do you remember ever getting, there were two different kinds. Do you remember getting some weird chain letter when you were a kid? And if you sent it to
Keep it
going around the world. I am promising you it died with me.
Absolutely.
100%. I was like, what's the, too many instructions. Oh, I'm done.
And then there was one
where you could be part of a panty crew. Like you could get underpants.
I'm sorry, what?
I know. They said
my gym teacher gave it to me. I don't understand why you didn't get the same thing.
No, I'm terrible.
So it was sort of like
a book club for underpants. And I was like, I'm supposed to buy a pair of underwear and send them to somebody and then I get 20 pair.
Mine was all like
Amway.
Music cassettes and CDs. Like,
oh,
where you
I did that 100 times. Where you filled out the thing. If you paid a penny, you got 20 CDs and they charge you $40 for your next CD.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was a sucker.
I had always heard, though, that they couldn't hold you to a legal contract if you're underage, so you could get some free stuff out of it.
I promise you, I got 4 copies of Toad the Wet Sprocket because of that stupid CD club, and I was like, Kristen, you've gone overboard. And it's unnecessary.
There you have it. That is why Toni Braxton went bankrupt, because one of those music clubs,
a
bunch of kids really
no
screwed her over.
Paying for full price
Casey's
of a ticket.
Casey's hanging draperies up all over our podcast office right now because
we're doing great, you guys. At some point, we're going to officially introduce Miss Casey, but I just want to brag for a second.
I kind of like her being Wilson from, you know.
Well, that's because she's really pretty, and we don't want her to.
she's... Yeah. Casey, by the way, can you get... said that you look like somebody not pretty. It's yeah, usually I think it's Taylor Swift. And then who is it?
I'm sorry, you're exactly the same way. Everyone's like, you look like Carrie Underwood. You look like Renee Zellweger. You look, and they people always send me pictures of their cousin.
That's you saying that.
That is not true.
Sometimes I get like, you look like that
Reese
kid
Witherspoon
from-
side by side. You guys get all of them. You both get all of them, and I literally am like, someone's like, I think you look like the lady at my bank.
You get Ryan Phillippe. So that we're in the same world.
Honestly, if I got Ryan Phillippe, I'd be like, that guy's attractive.
All right.
Boy. It doesn't matter.
How's that for a starter marriage? Mine was nothing like that. Got Boy, Ryan Phillippe. Whew.
I don't know. I don't find that guy so charming.
You guys, I'm
totally talking shit about someone I don't know. What kind of person am I?
No,
exactly.
I don't think he's charming. I mean,
he's fine.
He seems like he knows he's good looking, right?
Oh, well, yes. Duh. He is good looking. Maybe that's what it's upsetting is that I think he would.
But I think he's good looking like back when he had streaks and tips 20 years ago.
Streaks and tips on some guys was a big help. And yeah, we can all agree that if you were Sugar Ray or whatever his name was.
I almost said Don Henley.
What's his
and
name?
That's wrong.
Sugar Ray.
Yeah, it's he hosts the
TRL. Or no?
No. Entertainment Tonight.
It's, no.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Access
right.
Hollywood.
Uh-huh. Mark. Sugar Bean.
Mark McGrath.
Are you sure?
Somebody McGrath.
Mark
McGregor.
Casey is our.
Also, she also got a flute. No, who's the lady who's on Dancing with the Stars right now? Whose husband was the Broadway star.
Oh.
Who passed away.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
Why are you doing this to us with names? We're terrible at names.
Okay,
and now we're going to just do that stupid
thing.
Sorry,
my dog's headbutting the doors.
Yeah.
It's great. We got to get in your podcast office.
I know.
Because
it's covered in stuff because we've been on the road so much. So we just, speaking of.
I still haven't unpacked my suitcase.
Oh, neither have I. We just got back from Nebraska. We did a hometown show in Grand Island. We played for
Mark
three.
McGrath, right?
She cannot let. She's a dog with a bone.
And who
is
the one?
Mark McGrath.
Okay, and who's the one on Dancing with the Stars?
I can't find
Jesus.
Her.
Jesus.
But anyways, Jenny said you look like her.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. And then who else do you get?
People tell me that I look like you, Jen.
That's oh, does that
and
make you sad? It makes me
no,
so
makes
sad.
Happy.
Cousin,
no.
I am working at the local bank.
Yeah.
I am compared to people they see in the background of
you
pictures
get
at
Bill
parties.
Bill Pullman all the time, and that is a compliment. No,
I love
there was,
Bill Pullman.
God, there was somebody else I saw the other day, and I was like,
I get the Parent Trap girl a lot.
Lindsay Lohan?
No. I wish. No, the
don't.
Original Parent Trap.
No. Okay, I'll think of who it was, but I was like, I mean it as an absolute compliment who it was, but I think it's somebody you wouldn't think was cool. But in my head, it was somebody cool. And it was,
there we go.
It was on the, I look at that. I look at that documentary of the Jesus weight loss woman, and I'm like, do I look like that? Because I like big hair.
If you had hair like that, first of all,
would you intervene or would you
100% I would intervene because it would make me angry.
Okay.
I'd be like, it's too much. What's going on with you? Why do you have to have such big hair?
Well, can I tell you something else? I'm really worried that I have eyebrows like the Facebook whistleblower chick. I look at her and I'm like, oh, she's like a harsh anime version of me.
I do not know what's going on in your head right now, but I need to get you. Do I need to slap you?
I think because we're traveling, I forgot my anti-Ds. If I'm totally honest with you, I always do. And then I just get really into my head.
There's a few times where Jen has forgotten her antidepressant medication.
Yeah, show Kristen that, the Facebook whistleblower chick. Those eyebrows?
First of all, she has wonderful bone structure. And I.
Well, that's a good angle because she.
I don't think that's a bad. Bad eyebrows at all. I think that's your.
They're a little Vulcan though, aren't they?
Come on,
I got
now.
One that does.
I think
that
she
sometimes.
Looks. I think she's attractive.
Mm.
And she has a very big job, so good on her. Again, people are like, I was at this party. Here's a picture from the party. Here's a chick that's hitting the appetizers. Is that you? It's literally like, no, that is who I get compared to.
Where did that picture come from that you showed?
Nope.
We were,
no.
Nope. Okay. You
don't
cannot,
know.
We're on the middle of a Zoom phone call and she shows me.
I look like Kurt Cobain.
Here's a picture of me looking like Kurt Cobain. It was like definitely 90s kind
you
of.
You can agree that during that phone call, if I wouldn't have shown you that picture, we both would have fallen asleep and we were on
1,000%.
Zoom. If that guy talked any more monotone, I literally was like, I might die.
You know what I kept doing? I was like,
Making notes on my notepad. Yes, I do.
No, I know. I was drawing wieners on the notepad. But also, I was like, I want him to feel like he's being listened to, because I could see like being married to that guy and being like, you know, that he would be in his head on calls and stuff like that.
You're really nice. You know? I'm like, hey, man, razzle dazzle me. I'm ADHD. Like, God, change your tone.
Did you not mean to say that out loud because it came out of your mouth?
That? Did I say that? It's moments like that where I'm like, Kristen, practice eye contact. Practice eye contact. Because in my head, I'm like, look at Jen's office. Oh, man, those are new glasses. Look at that. There's a so many things to look at. Oh, and then I'm like making notes to you on a notepad like I'm in sixth grade. And then I was like, that's not nice. Like, okay. This guy needs to.
I agree. Another thing I might need intervention on, besides my
eyebrows,
and my hair, if I go Jesus weight loss check, is my cackle sound witchy?
What?
It doesn't. When I laugh really hard, I feel like the podcast listeners can probably weigh in on
you
this.
You are literally, this is what is happening. This
I'm
is
spiraling.
What is, you're spiraling right
shit.
Now.
Okay,
it's because your husband's out of town. We've been on the road. You have to you have to get a grip, lady. Like,
okay.
You have to get a grip that you don't have to have a grip. But Everything's okay. You're doing great. You look great. You're fine. Look at me. I'm fine.
Everything's fine.
Everybody.
Don't worry. Everything's great.
I came in today and I'm like, I'm not brushing my hair. I'm not wearing makeup. I'm got a yeast infection and I'm fine at best. And that's what everybody's going to have to deal with right now, because I'm having a minute.
I am 93% healed from my yeast infection. Guys, I didn't give it to her. Just unless
I
like willed it into
being. We're giving
it
to each other, and that is not a possible thing.
No, it's not.
Unless you make me laugh.
We keep using the same wet towel. I do think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Kristen made me laugh.
Well, let's tell them where we were. Okay. Let's go back. Okay. So we went back to Nebraska and we did to do a show in Grand Island, which we were so excited about, because I'm from a little town outside of Grand Island. It's called Central City, which is 22 miles outside. And then we're going to go back to the Orpheum
yes.
in Omaha, which is so fancy. I've never even been there, because that was for rich parents to send their kids to see shows at the Orpheum. And then Jen is from Bellevue, which is right outside of Omaha. So it's kind of like the world gave us these two opportunities to do hometown shows, which is a blessing to go do those. So we made it. I just thought we did such a good job of like, let's make this fun for us. Because sometimes you can fly in, get off the plane, go to your hotel, go to
go
the
to
show,
the next one.
Get to the next one. Yeah. And it's hard. Those are hard. You love doing the live show, but to get to that point takes a lot of like mental sort of stamina. And also you're on a plane and the food isn't great and you're dehydrated.
I love plane food. I'm not going to do a bit about how much I don't like it. I will eat the shit. I ate that Dijon pretzel with turkey and I don't even like Dijon.
I'm going to tell you right now that they made me steak tacos with quinoa, and how dare you give me quinoa.
I
know if you're
going
to look at me, you think I might need it, but I don't want that in my taco.
No,
a taco is a very basic thing. Don't
mess
with
the taco. Actually on a plane. It's like, just give me like fatty delicious.
Give me the steak. Double my steak.
Absolutely.
I don't need the fixins. I'll just call it steak. Shredded steak. That could be a thing. Roast beef. I don't know. But
I don't want roast beef on a plane.
I know. Well, let's not. Hey, well, it's all.
Okay, so for those of you who are not from Nebraska, Grand Island is, I always describe Nebraska being geographically located the bullseye of the United States.
Yeah.
It's like in the dead middle. Grand Island is the dead middle of the state, too.
I mean, our town logo, Central City, is the center of it all.
It really is.
I think that's them being, God bless
literal.
Them. God bless them.
Let's not overthink the name of this city.
I just heard we got our first Airbnb in Central City. Oh, I just gave it away. No, I better not. Well, because I want to stay there. No, I'm just saying it's just one room.
No,
it's
gonna
one
be...
Airbnb.
Wait, it's somebody's house?
It used to be a house. It used to be a museum.
Hold
How bad
on a
do
second.
You want to stay there?
It's just one Airbnb. It's
That's
one
it.
Room.
I think.
That sounds super depressing. What are you saying right now?
I'm saying you got one option. That Airbnb or Motel 8 out on Highway 30.
Oh, God. Neither one of those sound that. Great.
Honestly, my town is 2,200 people. I feel like, what are you going to do? Have an Embassy Suites there?
Well,
like,
I have a feeling you could probably knock on a door and there would be somebody really friendly
that's what
and
I was
be like,
say.
Come stay.
Yeah, because they have 5,000 square foot homes because they're in this beautiful plains of Nebraska and their real estate is reasonable. So I would just literally knock on someone's door and I'd be like, can I stay in your, I don't know, lower house.
Yeah. They would be like, sure, can you just
not
help me eat this casserole?
Yeah. Are you a lady that works at our bank? And I'd be like, I look like someone you know.
Ryan Phillippe.
Yeah. Are you Bill Pullman? 100%. Let me autograph
some
stuff.
Come on in. I love
your voice is deeper than I expected.
So, but it's kind of spread out there.
It's so spread out.
There, I think that they do some of the state fair events at the Heartland Center.
Of course. And they do like all sorts of different kind of shows because my brother is a barber and he was coming into our show and he left and he saw they were doing a hair show. So he stayed.
Can I tell you, I know siblings are what they are, but every time I see your brother, I want to get, he's got like this gravelly voice.
I know.
That I, why isn't he like, God, he should do a podcast. He
I know.
Is the everything that you might hate about my voice or my cackle, his is the opposite.
Rillo like, and like
it's so low and growly. And it's like, no wonder he gets so many chicks.
I know.
He's great for a late night phone call. Huh?
Yeah. This is a PSA. I'd like to find a nice woman. For my brother in Lincoln, it's a Hensley Barbershop. He needs a woman in his life for all the right reasons. And if you date him, you will be treated very well. But I am not responsible for anything past this mention.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Matthew's great. It was great to see him. It was so fun because when we went, when we flew to Nebraska, we were supposed to fly into Grand Island.
Which has an airport.
Right. But it was going to be a really gnarly flight. So we decided, let's sneak to Omaha a night early and like kind of not tell anybody. Let's just go in. We'll get a good night's sleep at a nice hotel. By the way, the Cottonwood, is that what it was called? The Cottonwood Hotel?
Oh.
Holy moly, Omaha coming in hot with like fancy
super
hotel,
trendy, fancy.
Jiminy. And then like a really nice, what would you call that? Like lounge, like speakeasy?
Yeah, it was like very New York-y. And
oh
I tell
my
you what,
gosh.
I was super delighted too because it used to be the old Blackstone building.
Which is so weird. This is your dad saying hello.
Yes. It was because I always miss my dad when I fly into Omaha because he always used to like, you can walk into the airport. Yeah. And so I always miss him, especially at the airport. It's like, that's a big slap. But then we get to the hotel. I'm like, my dad used to work in this building when he worked for a
QA.
It's bonkers. Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's just like everything already starts so good. So we go and we get this really nice meal. And then everybody's
so
nice.
I forgot to eat, you guys.
Nice. Everybody. Well, then, okay. Then we
can I tell one story?
Oh, God.
No, it's not. No. I think you didn't hear this story. You were there, but I think you were talking. So I called
I was getting mad at that guy that was a close talker. I was not ready to get my
no.
Bar fight.
I know that came later. That came later. Okay, so we're at their super cool lounge at this hotel, and I called my friend Rudang, Angie,
and
I was like, "Hey, we're in town for 10 seconds. You want to come down and grab a drink?" And of course, she's like, "Yep, let me just change out of these pajama bottoms and like shows up
100%.
It was so fun, and so you guys were talking, and I was talking to this super adorable waitress that dropped something off, and she was talking about how she wanted to do stand-up or whatever. And I said, I go, "Oh, I have a friend that does a comedy night in Omaha named Angie Sada." And she goes, "Oh, I know her." And I was like, "You do?" She goes, "Well, I know her daughter." And I was like, "I'm 900 years old." But I wanted you to hear it because you would have pissed yourself.
I think this was when I was trying to see if I could look at the total of the check, but I had to use a magnifying app.
Yeah.
So I don't know how old you are, but I...
Turn on the dang lights and give me a set of readers.
How am I supposed to see? This is so low lit. This is so low lighting. I can't see my check.
That, you know, they say that your sense, that your other senses make up when you start losing one. And as she gets worse at seeing things, her sense of taste for judging a martini is just gone out of this world.
Okay, hold on. Where are my martini drinkers at? Let me tell you something. If you are a martini drinker, you are a particular person because you know exactly how you like it made.
Yes.
You know if you want it super cold. You know if you want 1, 2, 3 olives.
Yep.
You know if you like blue cheese stuffed olives. You know if you like it a little dirty. You know if you want the particular vodka with a little bit of a bite or something really smooth. So I ask for a few things in my life. I was a bartender for more than a decade. Make my martini the way I want. Listen to my order and give it to me the way I want because I deserve a perfect martini. And so I said my favorite thing in the whole world, which just rolls off my tongue, which is like, I'd like a Grey Goose martini, 3 olives, slightly dirty, shake the shit out of it. That's how I say it. It's very specific. And then it comes to me and it's literally like, the Lord is putting a light beam on it and it makes me so happy. And then on this one, I was like, that looks like swamp water.
It did look a little bit like they just dumped a lot of the olive juice.
And here's
juice
the thing,
kind of,
I'm not someone that will drink it because it is
in
front
of me. We're not shit-talking that bar there.
No, I'm going to say I would talk to the bartender and she was between bartending and dental school. And I think I got her go to dental school. Like, follow the thing you're good at because it's not martini making.
So Kristen ordered her drink and then got up to go to the bathroom and the bartender came over to me and said, martini, did she want the Grey Goose or the Belvedere? And I go, well, I'm sure it's Grey Goose because I've heard you order it a million times.
Yeah.
And then she goes, I thought she said Belvedere and you should have seen the deer in the headlights fear in my face.
Yeah.
And then when you didn't like it, I was like,
I did this wrong.
That was on me.
Nope, it wasn't. It was too much dirty. It was too much dirty, which ruins a martini. But I love a martini, especially in a place like that, because I'm we're in our hotel.
It's like a speaker. You can just go up to your
so
room.
So beautiful. And they also had wonky martini glasses. And I'm like, everybody needs to calm down. Don't give me a weird shaped wine glass.
No.
Don't give me a weird martini glass. I'm going to have emotional recall to that glass. Don't give me something weird. I'll bring my own from him now.
Triangle, the traditional.
Remember when they gave you that weird glass during a show and you were like, what is this? It makes you upset.
Give me a wine glass that looked like a
giant, weird, thin shot glass. No thanks.
Like an antique hurricane lamp
shade.
Yeah,
I'm
like,
I'm not taking a shot of rum.
No.
I want a more, like, look at, listen to how old we've gotten. Our voices just got. But we had the martini. Angie had a martini. You had some Chardonnay.
Yeah.
We had some delicious appetizers.
I forgot
we should have ordered
eat.
The steak.
I should have.
Jen did not eat.
Yeah, I was too excited and talking.
Jen, cut two. We went to the snappy new street in Midtown.
It's awesome.
Omaha.
I don't know how new it is, but it wasn't there when I was there. When I was there, it was like you could get shot buying drugs there.
I mean, I think that was a block away, and I thought it added a little bit of texture to the neighborhood.
Now,
if I'm
going
to say
it's still there, but there's a place called Sullivan's that was a punk rock bar, and it's always been, which I think is very cool. So I hope it's still there.
Is that close to Wilson and Washburn, the bar
that's on like 13th or 14th.
Well, that's my friend's bar. Big shout out to him. We didn't make it down there because
we did try
to have cocktails
and walk to the bar.
And Jen laughed at something either I said or Angie said, and she exploded her pants. She broke the dam.
I think it was, we went to a karaoke bar across the street and it was having a private party.
Jen tried to scale the wall.
I tried to jump over the.
I go, the last thing we need is a picture of you trying to climb into a party for, you know, some insurance company. State Farm's having their yearly party and we're trying to scale the wall just to sing a little bit of Pat Benatar. We can do better than that. And so I got her to stop crawling the wall. I think
but
she peed her pants.
Then she made me laugh so hard I peed my pants. But one of those where I couldn't stop it.
Right.
It was just going.
She goes, am I still peeing? Am I still peeing? And I was like, I think if you're asking the question, it's probably still happening.
And it was a little swampy. We walked back to the hotel and then I get a yeast infection.
By the
way,
guys, we were home by 10. If anybody wants to know how this story plays out, we were home all of this happened in three hours. And Jen and I both got it, which is technically hour eight. So we were.
Oh, yeah.
We were in bed by eight.
I was, as they say, two Chardonnays to the wind because I didn't have 900 calories dinner like I should have.
I ate it all and I felt fine. But then the next day we went to McDonald's because don't judge us. And I thought we had such a fun road trip, mostly because we were listening to this really dumb country song about how whiskey is made. Is it Luke Bryant?
That's what you said.
But you were making fun of it so much, which was in part making fun of me.
Rain makes the corn.
Rain makes the corn, makes the whiskey.
And I will rhyme every single word that rhymes with whiskey.
Whiskey
right now.
Makes my girlfriend frisky.
Yep.
Which
yep.
I thought I was coming up with a new.
Luke Bryan, let's do better.
No, I think Luke Bryan did just fine. You know, sometimes you need something real dork and corny.
Hold on. Is he the guy that's on American Idol? Or is that.
No. No. God. We just love to ask Casey all these questions so she can do more work. She's already trying to be like listening, taking notes, and then listening to our brain not fill in the.
Oh, he is.
Is it Luke Bryan?
Yeah, he's on American Idol. Okay. I thought you were talking about The Voice.
I was too. No, okay. No, that's Blake Shelton. How dare
Blake
you?
Shelton.
No, I know that. But I love Blake Shelton. Because I really like that guy. But I don't like that song. I'm sorry. So I made fun of Kristen about it.
I was really into it. And then.
But I was more making fun of the fact that she's like, oh, yeah, this is what we're listening. Like, she was like fancying herself like on the cusp, the cutting edge of country music. This is what we listen to now. This is the hottest tune out there. I was like, who are you?
Hey, we're driving in this, what might as well I call Lilith Fair vehicle. It was it was an off-road 4Runner, which matched a lot of branding that I'm into right now. I was like, wearing jeans.
She put a rainbow flag on the bumper sticker.
I know. I was like, we can all agree that this should have my U-Haul for my girlfriend. So we're driving in the middle of the country. It's a two-hour drive. It's all of our home. Like, it's like everything I know and love, all those beautiful farms and like cornfields and everything looks pretty. And it was like we couldn't. So I turned the station so I didn't hear Jen judging me. And we got onto it like a most perfect like
radio station ever. I tried to sleep and I couldn't.
We loved came on. Yeah. And then can we just brag? So we sang the Richard Marx song.
Right here waiting for you.
And we posted it and he commented. Richard Marx commented, which I think is a sign that he wants us to sing something with him professionally.
Now, Richard Marx, do you ever hear you look like him? Because if you were to floof your hair.
You know what? You're an asshole. And second of all, I did think that when I saw a picture of him, I was like, he could play my brother. Literally.
Should have known better.
Okay. First of all, that is a gorgeous man. That's a gorgeous man, and if I look like him, I'm lucky for it. Yes, we have a strong brow. Perhaps he is of the Czech descent. I don't know. Yeah,
Marx.
Marx said German. That's real German.
It really sounds like there's nothing more German than that.
Well, you don't know where his kin is. I'm just going to say bravo for me, because that's a compliment. Also, if I look like Kip Winger, I take that as a compliment, too.
Oh, he's a hot man and a beautiful woman.
Whatever. It's fine. It's those that's glam bands.
Yeah.
That's glam rock. That was what that's hair bands. God, they all wanted to be like a filthy cousin.
I'm so short that my podcasting headphones hit my
shoulder. Well, I think
shoulder.
You have it coming. You said I look like Richard Marx.
I'm just giving you shit.
So we are in the car. We're driving to GI. Jen is finally enjoying herself with the songs
that's
of our
cool
youth.
Cool kid for Grand Island.
And yep. GI, upper GI. We stayed in the upper GI.
For all of you medical professionals out there, it sounds like not only did we have yeast infections, we also had some GI distress.
We had diverticulitis. So we ended up at our hotel, which was a very fancy Fairfield Inn. And might I just say, I haven't slept that well in like at a hotel maybe ever.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Well done, Fairfield. Like, I don't know what you did, but your bed was magic.
It was great. And I also, did Donna call you to say how you liked your room?
Within 30 seconds.
It
also
was amazing.
She also called me after we did our show, and I was in the room for all of 4 seconds. Literally, I walked in to drop off my purse and to go back downstairs and see my parents. And the phone rang, and I was like, already? You're checking on my room? She's like, is there a large child running around in your room? And I go, That's Jen. She's in the, no, I'm just kidding. But no, I was like, no, I literally just got in here. So they were very persnickety, but I enjoyed,
Donna wants it to be a great experience for everybody. And I know that because I was in Jenny and Robbie's room. Donna called them to see how they liked their room. And they were like, that's never happened before anywhere.
Fairfield Inn. So, I'm in. I'm up for it. I highly recommend it. It's probably not expensive.
I will say that you don't know how loud you talk in hotel rooms.
Me?
Yeah.
I talk loud?
Yes.
What is happening to you right now?
Can you tell by the way you're screaming right now that maybe you talk loud? Because
oh, God. Here we go.
I did not know that we were across the hallway. We were across the hallway and over one until I was like in bed going, well, Kristen's amped up and talking to Lynn. I can hear.
I was in the hallway. I didn't know what room you were in. I was asking for you. I was like, Jen, it's easier than calling down to get Donna to breach security.
No, I went out to the hallway. It was in your room. You were in your room.
Oh, I was?
Yeah.
I'm excitable. I was excited to be back. I just want everyone to know.
You were in the hallway. It's true, shut right? Up.
I was in the room next to her.
Oh, God. Did you get any shut-eye?
I did, but I really enjoyed you rehearsing your lines.
See,
you
listen.
You guys can all shove it right up your sniz right now.
Look, I'm cackle.
I know. Tis the season. But I don't make fun of you for your loud laugh. I embrace it because I think it's charming.
No, I think it's super charming, but I
am loud. So is my brother. Which drives me nuts, exactly. Which is ironic.
I know because
I think we have inner ear issues.
You know what? When I was talking to him in his super gravelly voice, and he was saying very nice things about this girl that he was going to bring to see the show.
I know, but the longest story ever. I'm like, get to it.
Robbie and Jenny came out and were like, what in the Sam Hill is going on here?
I do think my brother has hearing issues.
I don't.
Long time ago in the concerts. Who knows?
I'm not. Now here's what I'm going to spiral about.
Oh, God,
I'm not
here
being
we go.
Mandy, you. I don't think you look like Richard Marx, but you do talk loud, Kristen. You're a loud talker.
I project.
Yes.
I am emphatic and I am easily emotional and I do talk loud. And I have to reel it in sometimes because I get mad when other people talk loud. So,
oh, you do?
Yes. It's a really tough world that I live in. Because nothing makes me more mad when somebody's loud talking at a movie theater, but I'm telling them to be quiet in a louder voice.
Yeah.
That's a real
tough
thing.
Well, you need to overcome it. Like,
I can't.
You kind of have to, yeah.
I don't know if you've met me, but I have a wonderful thing called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder that prevails me from being able to call out my own issues. It doesn't matter. I will get annoyed at somebody else's issues that are exactly my own, which is also what everybody else in the world does. I'm just diagnosed.
I don't think that you are ever unaware of your... No, I'm not saying you like loud talk on purpose. I'm just saying like you are the first person to like overthink like everything that you do.
Oh, yeah. But I will not... I'm going to not stop talking loud because you two assholes. I'm not going to... Feel bad about it.
Which asshole?
Both
Casey
of you.
Did nothing here.
She
just
said
me.
She could hear me rehearse my lines.
And you're being an asshole.
You
people?
Said I look like Richard Marx. And you said that Luke Branson
Ryan
wasn't
Phillippe
fun.
And Bill Pullman. Who's Fine. Your favorite of those?
Oh. That's a tough one. That I want to look like Richard Marx, 100%.
Luke Bryant? He's really cute. Too.
Well, if I'm going to have... Oh, jeez. Well, Ryan Phillippe's off the slate. I don't care to look like him, but I love Bill Pullman.
Yeah.
And I love...
He's got those, like, kind of sad dog eyes.
I think I'm going to go with Richard Marx still, but just because of my new career towards music.
Yeah.
I feel like we're both into the guitar space.
You guys should do a collab.
Yeah, I think that's what the kids are calling it.
Yeah.
Can we move on now into the greater Grand Island area?
Sorry.
We went to have dinner.
Let me close this window into my brain.
We went to have dinner. I got to pick out my own meat. We went to the Texas Roadhouse.
Find a nickel for every time I heard her say that. What do you mean? Oh, I just finally realized what you were talking about when you said that. They had like a deli counter up front. And you could point to your steak.
Yeah. It was like the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
That's why I said, I go, Kristen, it's not like a lobster place.
And
where
I said
go
it actually
take.
Absolutely 100% is.
But, you know, Kristen's from a farm, so I thought she was like, this bull looks ready.
Yeah, I'll just cut out the shoulder.
I'll take this flank.
Yeah. I would have no problems with that. I fully understand where meat comes from, and I understand why I eat it. So
that's why I'm not crying.
I wouldn't be able to kill it myself. So I am a little bit of a hypocrite, but I'm fully aware that that thing that I'm eating used to moo.
Yeah.
And I don't like chickens, so I'll eat them all day long.
I don't think anybody does.
You're not going to have a pet chicken.
Somebody's going to write us and say something, but I mean, I do think silky chickens are really cute, but I also know that they would eat
you. They smell bad and they're assholes and they don't love you back.
Did you ever hear that rumor that a McRib?
Shut up.
Okay.
I freaking love McRibs. Hmm. What is it? Don't.
It's a weird size. Why do they try to make it weird shape and act like
it? It is weird that they go over the top in making it look like it's like a cartoon rib.
Yeah, it's
if I was going to draw a rib, that's what it would look like.
McDonald's. It's an urban legend. I know you've heard it before.
Wait, I freaking love McDonald's. I've kept them in business for many a year.
Oh, my kids single-handedly.
Yeah, there are so many times that I took away McDonald's Happy Meal toys because I didn't want people to see them playing with them. And that was like one of their favorite things. I was like, I should just go through the drive-thru at Christmas.
I know. And when we are out of town, my husband has no shame about it. He's like, well, we started the day, we had breakfast at McDonald's. And we went and swam, and then we had lunch at McDonald's. And then we went and picked out pumpkins, and we had dinner at McDonald's.
I don't care. As long as we all have to lower our bar when we go out of town, because I came home and I was like, how many days has it been since you've brushed your hair, Eleanor? Because it's literally sitting on top of your head like this woman that's in that you're afraid of becoming is what Eleanor looked like when I got home.
The Jesus weight loss lady.
Yeah. Which I had.
She died in a plane crash, though. No, that's not a spoiler.
God!
Kristen, it was in the news.
I literally have not looked at one headline. What is your...
Kristen.
You need to get yourself together. You've now spoiled a show that I was literally telling you I wanted to watch.
Stop loud talking and listen to me.
Oh my God.
That is literally in the first 10 seconds of the documentary.
I wouldn't know because I haven't seen it.
And because you don't watch the news, but I forgot that for a second, Kristen. I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew it because I thought too, why would they put that at the very top unless everybody already knew that part of it?
I don't even know the name of the documentary. I just know the lady by her hair, and it looked interesting. And then you said it was interesting, and I knew nothing for that very reason. And then you just...
I ruined it for you?
It's been out for one day.
No,
it's been out for one day.
Days ago.
2 days? Mm. Oh, I'm sorry. It's been out for 2 days. We're going to have to cut this episode short.
I know. I'm not going to argue with... She's got her arms crossed, you guys. I was just giving her a hard time about Richard Marx, and now she thinks I'm being serious.
No, I'm mad that you spoiled something that would bring me joy. I didn't.
Well, I'm not spoiling anything about it.
Don't you say one more thing about it. Don't say anything. Don't.
Now all don't. I can think about is saying So we go to Grand Island. Oh, we God. Do this we show. Go. Kristen's parents are in the audience.
Right down the chute, right down the middle.
Guess who else is in the audience?
Oh, man.
If you guys have watched our diary episode where Kristen professes her love for
Jeff Johnson,
30 to 40 gentlemen.
Yeah, 30 to 40 guys, but two of them showed up at the show.
Yep.
And Jeff Johnson and Trent Wagner and their wives, Kim and Carly, and they are just gems. It makes me really realize that I have a good picker because they are wonderful gentlemen and they were such good sports, and I did not see them for half the show. Then we started the second show with Diary, and we came out on stage, and I caught that Jeff was on your side of the stage, and I go, oh, my God. And then I go, there's one of them here. And then they go, nope, there's two of them here. And I said, well, stand up, gentlemen, and be admired by 3,000 women. And they were, good on me.
Yeah, they were lovely. And they were also the right amount of just embarrassed about it, too.
Totally.
And felt shy. And I even said to one of them, like, can you imagine? I'm like, Kristen's got balls of steel. Can you imagine somebody reading your diary when you're 14? And he's like, never, not ever. That's why everybody delights in it so much. But to be fair,
I was going
to
say.
Because Kristen got to see her crushes, we took a quick jaunt over the state pen and I showed her some of mine from middle school. A very different sort of gentleman that I was into.
Let me just say for the record, on the day that we shot the diary video, of course, Jen's husband was there and my husband was there. And we opened the suitcase and inside it was a diary my mom packed. And it was like a thunderbolt went through my system because I was like, oh my God, I remember this. Oh my God, I wrote in that diary. And then I opened it and I, for 20 minutes, was 100% locked in the bathroom. Absolutely no way in hell letting Jen read this diary. And
I thought she was tearing pages out and eating them, yeah. Honestly.
And Britt and Colin were dealing with me like I was going to like let a bomb go off. That, like I was holding the diary like with a lighter and they were like, No. You've got to go. And they begged me and begged me. And Colin was laughing so hard that his eyes were swollen shut. And we were reading it together and Jen does this incredible voice that I find so funny where she's like, My dad got a job in Grand. Oh. I sure hope we move.
Dad quit his job today. He got a new one in Grand Island. I sure hope we move. My brother's being a real pussy. I can't stand him, but Mom and Dad think he's their favorite. I just beat my knee. I gotta get a hold of that diary and read the rest of it.
No way. Hell no, I locked it up. No way. One is done. My point is I had balls of steel only because I was coerced by three adults that I trusted and then was in pain. And then I thought, whoa, this won't go any further. But no, we did then show it at a show with them there. So it's kind of like I just like pain.
Well, Trent
and Jeff.
Okay.
Both residents of Central City, Nebraska.
One of them said, quote unquote, that video is the funniest thing they'd ever seen in their life.
Well, they're awesome and they are still alive and they are married
and they're nice
people. And I don't want any part of this. It was so, so fun to talk to them. And you know, Trent, before I went pitter pat in the old heart space, we grew up together. So like we have all these memories prior to them of us going to the Legion Club with our dads and going to baseball games and going like real time. And I kind of had forgotten that because it felt so impactful to be like in love with them that I was like, oh, right. We had this entire history where we'd go three wheel in and we'd go just play in the like the fields and the tree strips and stuff. And then all of a sudden I remember like, oh, no, I feel weird about Trent. What's that? And it was adolescence. Yeah, and then I tried to wear high-heeled boots the next time I saw him, and I kept getting them stuck in the soil.
Well, that's what terrible. It sounds like. You just had these emotions going like in a horny love kind of direction, and he just walked in the way of it. And then it was like maybe you were like it was laser pointed near a boy's restroom and like, everybody who walked.
It was like a dog that's humping that can't stop. And then Trent just happened to walk in front of me and I attached to his leg. That's kind of like what happened. But they're worthy of it because they're both lovely and warm and kind and cool. And they still have it together today. They're dang handsome and wives are cool and they have great families.
We definitely have wife crushes on their wives.
They're great. They're so cool.
And they partied with us afterwards. It was so nice.
It's so nice.
And I forgot how hard it is to get liquor late at night in Nebraska.
We had to send Casey out. We were like, throw your beautiful hair and bat your eyes at the local guy who says no.
It was like being at the Salt Lake City airport after 9 o'clock.
I got a cousin that sells his own hooch, but I can't trust him. So can you just go to a liquor store first before I see what distilleries in the back?
Honestly.
Okay, guys, we're drinking moonshine. Who's in? I'm not the only one that has their own liquor. It's just different when it's made in your tub. So but it was so nice to be back and to see everybody. I was nervous my parents were going to think the show is very R-rated, but not R-rated in a, like, we're certainly not, there's no sex. That's not why it's R-rated. There's no boobs.
It's not like a donkey show, but we talk about sex pretty extensively, but not in gross.
Do we? Well, all I know is my mom and dad just loved it. They said they laughed beginning to end, And everybody I talked to said it was so fun.
That's what Mandy said, that she goes, I was laughing so hard I thought I was disturbing people around me. I'm like, at the comedy show?
Mandy, it's the first. I've never heard her talk more. And I was quiet because I was like, she has the most wonderful, like, flows in and out. Where I have a big voice, she has a tiny voice, but she is measured. So when she says stuff, it's hilarious. And I was like, I'm just going to sit here and like let her go. And she was like sitting in this demure way, telling the story about like her being 15 and a 32-year-old hitting on her. And it was the greatest story.
The mailman story.
The mailman story.
So we got to have all these people on a podcast sometime. God. If we would have had our shit together, we were saying – it would be so fun to like have a group.
I think we can do it in Omaha. And honestly, there's such players in our life. And what's so fun about Jen and I becoming friends at the time we did and being from Nebraska but not knowing each other there is like our Venn diagram now is just one big circle. So like her friends are my friends. My friends are her friends. My parents call her more than they call me. and Lynn, who is my like the love of my life from when I was a little baby, like, she's fantastic and like felt like a million bucks, looked good, had her boobs up and her, like, was killing it.
She went to TJ Maxx and she came out with an armload of just hot girl shit.
Kills me. Yeah. She came up and was like, I don't know, can I wear this? And I go, only if you pull your arms back, your shoulders back, because you're hiding those boobs and they're fantastic.
Yeah.
And so she rocked it all night and she was our, we call her our merch manager. She made herself a lanyard,
but she misspelled it.
So she calls herself a merch manger.
Yeah.
So Casey made her an official one, and I thought Lynn was gonna start crying.
Yeah, that's how I know her boobs are great, because she came to the door in a bra.
Yeah, just a bra.
To get that.
I don't know if you know how us country folk work, but we don't care if a Fairfield Inn has doors. We're like, what room are you in? Does this look okay? Can I just come to your room and you just go topless? And Donna's going to see it all.
It was great because I go, oh, I didn't have my glasses on. And I go, some guy's walking by, shut the door, and it was your brother. And he was like, I've seen her boobs a lot.
Yeah. Yep. That sounds right. Yep. Was it me? Was it Richard Marks outside your door?
Voice was too low. It was your brother for sure.
It's my brother. He's like.
Who does your brother look like that's famous?
People say he looks like Russell Crowe. A little bit. I know. Back when he didn't have a beard, they said that. And then he looks like there's somebody else. But he's so handsome. He's got big old blue eyes and he's sweet.
I do. I can't. He's a handsome gentleman, but I look at him and I see Megan's baby face, Kristen's sister. They look very much alike.
You think?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally.
That's amazing. I think my sister looks just like my dad and my brother looks just like my mom. It's just so fun getting around everybody and you... I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but there are times, I think it's like, it's not FOMO because that's what the kids are calling it, but there's some times that I feel so overwhelmed by nostalgia that I'm like, I ache a little bit because we live here and we don't live there. And
yeah.
I think we're changed people because we've been out here for 20 years. It's a long
time. I don't know
if
we would appreciate it as much if we were still back there.
I literally, like, we'll talk about this again, but I stayed with my parents for a couple days after the show ended. And I was like, I feel like we've done in a week what I would do in 6 hours in LA. Like, it's just, it's so chill. And like, it takes literally 5 minutes to get places. So
yeah,
I felt like the days were long, but I loved it. But it was like amazing. But I just wonder if like, I would go insane because everything is a little too chill. If I would maybe get overwhelmed.
You'd get like stir crazy maybe.
Maybe. But all I know is I go home and I literally love everything. Yeah. I love it all. And then I get back here and I'm happy to be home. So I don't know what that means. But I definitely have an ache to be closer to my parents.
Oh,
I wish
that.
I wish I had $1 million. No, I'm sorry. I wish I had $5 million to move them out here. And then and we could. But you know. That's part of the charm. They love Nebraska. They love it there.
Yeah.
They love it there.
And it's not, I mean, it is so fun to go back. Like, I usually have this bunch of restaurants that I always go to whenever I'm back there. And
I know. That's the thing. They always stay the same. And you're just, like, the smells and the people and the everything around you is, it's like you're in a time warp. And it feels so good. It feels so good to remember those things, that they're in your brain and in your noodle, and that's where you were formed. And It's important.
I am out of condition, and I was not used to the poop smell from the ranches. We both were what is that? Like, we grew up around it for so long and forgot.
Yeah, you ask anybody from Nebraska when you smell something bad, you're like, what is that? And they go, smell of money.
Yep.
But that was our trip home. It was awesome. We are so grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
And we're going to end this podcast on the Luke Bryant song. Just kidding. We're going to go to
the
Mom Box.
No, we got to go to a Mom Box.
We're going to go to a Mom Box.
And I believe this one is from a show that we did. Was it the one that was in D.C.?
I can't. Let me look.
Oh, Springfield, Mass?
Okay. We did three shows on the East Coast. One of these three, this happened there, and we're going to read it because it made us so happy. I almost want to say it was DC, but I could be wrong. Lisa, God, where are my readers? Uh-oh. Lisa, I'm just going to say Lisa, not her last name. And we got this through a DM on Instagram, where we are very popular. Hey, thanks again for a great show. I brought my sister, who is 38 weeks pregnant. Hours after your show, she texted me that she was in the hospital because she was in labor. I said, I told you that would be a good belly laugh. Your show did the trick, and I'm about to be an aunt. Thank you.
Yay, best compliment ever.
Best compliment ever. We also heard that, like, a woman went into labor and two other women barfed into their purses. And so we feel like we're back. That feels right.
Yeah,
that feels
one got kicked out for talking too much.
One dude, loud talker. Loud talker got kicked out for heckling.
It was weird. I had to finish out the show.
Yeah, they kicked me out. They said my man voice was too loud. And I said, well, I hope we move.
I sure do hope we move. And then one got kicked out for barfing in her handbag, right?
Yeah, two barfed in their handbag. One got kicked out, a man, for being loud. And another one went to labor. So highly recommend you come to the show. We're having a good time there.
Yeah.
And we, every chance we get, we feel like we're the luckiest bitches on the planet that we get to do this. Are we doing a hot flash or no? Richard Marx is our hot flash.
Oh.